RFK Jr. and Hannity break bread at Steak and Shake. To discuss the importance of the Making America Healthy Again initiative on Hannity, the growing health crisis, a call for change. Despite spending more on healthcare than any other nation, the United States faces an alarming health crisis. Chronic diseases, obesity, and mental health struggles are on the rise. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in a recent interview with Hannity, emphasized how processed foods and industrialized ingredients have contributed to the nation's declining health. He called for radical transparency in food production and a return to traditional, nutrient-dense ingredients. His message is simple yet powerful. Americans need to know what's in their food and how it affects their health. But can we reclaim our health without falling into government overreach? A health crisis fueled by processed foods. Kennedy highlighted staggering statistics that illustrate the urgency of this issue. 66% of adults and 38% of teens in America are pre-diabetic or diabetic. Obesity rates have skyrocketed, with 80% of adults and 50% of children classified as overweight or obese. Mental health struggles, including anxiety and depression, are increasingly linked to poor dietary habits. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. 77% of young Americans are unfit for military service due to various health-related issues, including but not limited to obesity. The U.S. spends twice as much on healthcare as other developed nations, yet it ranks poorly in health outcomes. Kennedy argues that one of the biggest culprits is the ultra-processed foods dominating the American diet. Filled with artificial preservatives, seed oils, and synthetic additives that negatively impact metabolic and neurological health. The problem with modern food, what changed? Corporate food giants have prioritized cost-cutting over nutrition for decades, replacing traditional ingredients with highly processed, synthetic alternatives. Kennedy points out how seed oils, once unheard of, have now become a staple in most fast foods and packaged products. But there's hope. Some companies are starting to make positive changes. Steak and Shake, Popeyes, Outback, Buffalo Wild Wings, and other food chains have begun transitioning from seed oils to traditional beef tallow and healthier fats. The movement isn't about government control. It's about empowering individuals with knowledge to make better food choices. The case for food transparency, health and personal responsibility. Kennedy emphasizes that people should be able to make their own choices about what they eat, but to do so, they must have access to accurate, clear information about food ingredients and their impact on health. His focus is on transparency and informed consumer decision-making, not government mandates. From a Christian worldview, caring for our bodies is a form of stewardship. Scripture reminds us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 19-20. And how we fuel them matters. From a constitutional perspective, while Kennedy does not explicitly frame food transparency as a legal right, his advocacy for corporate accountability and informed consumer choice aligns with the broader principles of free market ethics and personal responsibility. Why knowing what you eat matters. Kennedy's advocacy for real food and informed decision-making aligns with both biblical and ethical principles. Here's why it's critical. Ultra-processed foods fuel chronic disease. Knowing what's in your food can help you make healthier choices. Seed oils and artificial additives contribute to inflammation and obesity. Returning to natural, traditional fats is a better option. Consumers have the right to know what they're eating. Corporate accountability and transparency should be expected, not optional. Biblical stewardship calls for caring for our bodies. This isn't about diet trends but about honoring God's design. Informed choice, not government mandates, should drive change. People should be free to make their own dietary decisions based on accurate information. Final thoughts. The path to a healthier nation. Kennedy's Making America Healthy Again movement is about more than just food. It's about reclaiming control of our health. Change starts with awareness. If more companies embrace transparency, and if more individuals make informed choices, we can reverse the nation's health decline without unnecessary government control.